This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Bla. The headlines: Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha says the state is rich in natural resources and its soil and climatic conditions are highly suitable for agar cultivation. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee launches a statewide protest against the proposed repeal of Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma formally distributes appointment letters to newly recruited unarmed branch sub-inspectors of the Meghalaya Police. Mizoram Governor Vijay Kumar Singh facilitates Esther Hamte, a child singing prodigy from South Mizoram's Lumley town, for bagging Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar. And now the news in detail. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the state is rich in natural resources and its soil and climatic conditions are highly suitable for agar cultivation. He invited industrialists from outside the state to set up new industries by utilizing locally produced raw materials. The Chief Minister was speaking after inaugurating the 5th International Agarwood Conclave and Buyer-Seller Meet yesterday, being held from the 8th to the 10th of this month at Pragya Bhavan Agartala, organized through the NTFP Center of Excellence under the Forest Department. Dr. Saha said that Tripura enjoys a peaceful environment which is conducive to business and trade. He assured that the state government would extend all possible support to entrepreneurs interested in setting up industries in Tripura. He added that products derived from agarwood have strong domestic and international demand, leading to growing interest in agar cultivation, which has also contributed to an increase in the state's GST revenue. The Nagaland GIS and Remote Sensing Centre and World Resource Institute India has signed a Memorandum of Understanding in Kohima to adopt the Energy Access Explorer, an open-source interactive geospatial platform aimed at identifying high-priority areas for clean energy intervention in the state. EAE is the first digital public good focused on enabling climate-friendly energy transitions. The platform will support data-driven planning to expand energy access and promote sustainable development across Nagaland. Senior Project Director Mathun Kithan said the collaboration strengthens transparency, shared responsibility and impact in inclusive planning for the state's sustainable development. The Swadeshi Mela 2026, organized by the Agartala Municipal Corporation, began yesterday at Swami Vivekananda Maidan in Agartala. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha inaugurated the fair. The fair has been organized with the objective of promoting vocal for local. While addressing the gathering, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said the Swadeshi Mela has been organized in response to the Prime Minister's call for vocal for local. Following the Prime Minister's words, he said that the people should be proud of any product made in the country. He also urged local producers not to harbour any feelings of inferiority. In his welcome address, Mayor of Agartala Municipal Corporation, Deepak Mujumdar, said that the Prime Minister called for local for vocal for local and Atma Nirbhar Bharat, self-reliant India. At the event, Member of Parliament Rajiv Bhattacharya urged everyone to come forward and use indigenous products. The Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, yesterday launched a statewide protest against the proposed repeal of the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, NGNREGA. The protest was launched by Congress MP and Chairperson of the Standing Committee on Rural Development and Panchayati Raj, Saptagiri Sankar Ulaka, at Congress Bhavan in Kohima. Mr. Ulaka accused the Centre for weakening MGNREGA over the past 11 years through delayed wage payments and material cost, low wage rates and chronic underfunding. Mr. Ulaka alleged that the new Viksit Bharat Gram G Act was a deliberate attempt to dismantle MGNREGA by removing legal guarantee of employment, shifting financial burden to states and centralizing decision-making, thereby undermining Gram Panchayats and violating the spirit of the 73rd and 74th constitutional amendments governing the Panchayat Raj system. NPCC President and Lok Sabha MP S. Supom Meren Jameer reiterated the party's firm stand to restoring the MGNREGA to its original form to safeguard the rights of rural and poor communities. In Manipur, the 192nd death anniversary of Maharaja Gambhir Singh was observed across the state by different groups. The state-level observation was held yesterday at the Samadhi of Maharaja at Langthabal, in which people were led by the governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, in floral tribute to the statues of Maharaja Gambhir Singh, Maidingu Nara Singh and Sana Hera Chandra. Addressing the observance, Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla said that Manipur's history, marked by glory, has endured profound suffering during the Burmese occupation between 1819 to 1826, remembered at Chahi Tared Kuntakpa. He noted that the period of devastation threatened the very survival of the kingdom, but also gave rise to exceptional leadership in Maharaja Gambhir Singh, whose courage and unity of purpose inspired a determined struggle for freedom. The Nagaland government has constituted a standing high-powered committee, HPC, governing body for the Hornbill Festival to provide overall policy direction, strategic oversight and interdepartmental coordination. The HPC will be chaired by Chief Minister Nephew Rio and comprise 15 members, including both Deputy Chief Ministers and the Tourism Minister. The committee will be responsible for providing strategic vision and policy guidance, ensuring interdepartmental convergence, approving major strategic initiatives, partnerships and frameworks, monitoring progress against defined outcomes, allotment of sites, monitoring rates for materials sold and events, and taking all key policy decisions related to the festival. A convener and festival director for the Hornbill Festival will be appointed from among the members of the HPC. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday said that the VB Gram G 2025 Act is a historic step towards achieving Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of public building a developed India and developed Tripura by 2047. Addressing a press conference at the BJP state office in Agartala, the Chief Minister said that the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen is a significant reform and replacement of the MGNREGA Rural Employment Scheme. He explained that the new act aims to ensure 125 days of guaranteed employment, strengthening income security through better integration with infrastructure development and enhance digital implementation. The scheme also seeks to move from a purely demand-based system to a more predictable and assured funding mechanism. Dr. Saha said that the act will help in increasing employment opportunities, enhancing unemployment allowance and ensuring timely payment of wages. Mizoram Governor Vijay Kumar Singh yesterday felicitated Esther Amte, a child singing prodigy from South Mizoram's Lunglei town, for bagging Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar, the country's highest civilian honour for children, Lok Bhavan sources said. Earlier on Wednesday, Hamte was felicitated by State Women and Child Development Department in the presence of Minister Lalrin Pui. Inviting her, the Lok Bhavan Singh congratulated Hamte on her remarkable achievement and praised her success as a matter of immense pride, not only for Mizoram, but for the entire nation, the sources said. Hamte was among several children who received the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar in recognition of their achievements in music and cultural contribution at a young age. The 9-year-old singing prodigy received the prestigious award from the President, Draupadi Murmu, in a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan on December 26th. Chief Minister of Meghalaya Conrad K. Sangma formally distributed appointment letters to newly recruited unarmed branch sub-inspectors of the Meghalaya Police yesterday during the ceremony held at the 2nd MLP Battalion headquarters at Goragre in Garo Hills. 76 new recruits officially joined the ranks. The Chief Minister, in his address, described the news and sub-inspectors as the ears and eyes of the state government at the grassroots level. He outlined their primary duties as maintaining law and order, intelligence collection and ensuring the smooth functioning of administrative mechanism. Now, before we close the headlines once again, Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha says the state is rich in natural resources and its soil and climatic conditions are highly suitable for agar cultivation. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee launches a statewide protest against a proposed repeal of Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma formally distributes appointment letters to newly recruited unarmed branch sub-inspectors of the Meghalaya Police. Mizoram Governor Vijay Kumar Singh felicitates Esther Hamte, a child singing prodigy, from South Mizoram's Lungle town for bagging Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.